Executive Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Chamber of Industry and Commerce, Anthony Regisford, says the VAT-free day is expected to stimulate spending and drive increased activity in the business sector.
Well, the VAT-free day for businesses should be, hopefully, one where they see increased sales. The 16% discounted price, as it would be in reality, should encourage consumers to take advantage, and in doing so, businesses who are selling the items that qualify for the initiative should see a significant, hopefully significant, uptick in their sales.
Regisford says the day also offers meaningful savings for consumers as families look to stretch their budgets amid rising costs.
It's encouraging for them, or good for them, to know that they can do so with a 16% effective discount. I must hasten to add, though, that at this period, this time, the Christmas season, there are many businesses that traditionally give discounts anyway. Now, the hope is that those who are given discounts will keep the discount offer in effect, so the consumer will get that discount that the business is offering, plus not have to pay VAT. So that will be, significant value for the consumer. What I would urge consumers is not to, because of that temptation, if you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Even if the discount is an offer, do not stretch beyond what you think you can do and then suffer the pain later on. There's life after that free day. Okay, so you have to shop with some responsibility.
With strong public interest already evident, Regisford is hopeful that businesses are prepared for increased demand and says the success of the initiative could influence future policy decisions.
This is what qualifies for the VAT-free. The business owner must have the items in stock by the 18th of December, which is tomorrow. Okay, so those are the only items that qualify, what you have in stock. So it's going to be interesting. They're going to be varying levels of preparation. My hope is that the items that are in demand, there's sufficient inventory that the businesses are carrying to meet the demand. My worry is that after the 19th, if the businesses are all sold out, those who did not shop on the 19th but want to go and shop for Christmas afterwards need to be able to get the stock as well. But how will that influence tax policy going forward? I think once the data is analyzed, I believe that will inform the policymakers. They'll have data to draw on, okay, to make reference to in terms of shaping tax policy going forward. But I can't answer that question at this point.
Executive Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Chamber of Industry and Commerce, Anthony Regisford. With today's special report, I am Gaylon Brown.